Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Qingling Wang. I'm an extension agent at UF Miami Dade County. This is a little bit longer version from yesterday. Yesterday we had a workshop, and because we have to get enough speakers, that's why I had to do that as one of the organizers. Anyway, I just tried to show you what can we do with drone, because it's very, more and more popular, and how can we use the data from the drone to help grow us. So that's my objective. So give you a little bit of outlines here. If you never touch those kind of things, it's a little bit hard to understand. But I just give you a quick review and about the, wavelengths and terminology and how to set up the drone and how to get the data and how to use the, the data we collected. So this is a drone I used, It's a DJI Phantom 4 Professional with a Centera 4K sensor. It's a multi-spectral sensor. It's just give you more information. The drone is not a big deal, but the sensor is more expensive, about $4,000 for that. After we collect the data, we got the different images, and how can we understand those images? That's what we talk about. So as a human being, we can see very narrow band of light. So from 400 to 700 nanometers, that's what we can see. Below that, mainly used for medical purposes. And above that is for some industry, like microwave or, and radio, those kind of things. So at the edge, that's infrared, that's very sensitive to the chlorophyll. That's why we use that narrow band to detect the plant health. So we talk about the the near infrared. But from that, we can get different images. That this here is the relationship. That's the calibrations and the calculations. That's the from visible light to invisible light. So that's what we have. RGB, NAR, and NDVR, and NDRE. So that's the definition and the relationships. To understand that a little bit better, NASA has a good picture here. I just want to show you, because the yellow plants, more light will be reflected. That's why we see that the color is yellow. So here we can get different NDVIs. The first one, the green one, has got 0.72, the yellow one is 0.14. So that's the difference. So based on that, we can do the drone. This is the setup. And you nowadays, the technology is amazing. You just set up that automatically, give the attitude and give the speed and where you need to go and where to stop. And just click the take off the signal, it automatically go there. And after finish the job, they come back to the same spot. So the direction is a little bit challenging because it really depends on the wind. You want to get against the wind or follow the wind because you want to get the smooth flight, get the good pictures. So anyway, this here, that's what I said about, set up, just to give you some example. And after that, that's the photo dots and cover the entire field. So that's just like 10 acres, you get like 500 pictures. From that, you have to, we have to put together because some overlaps. That's called the staging. From this, we know, and that's the, on the left, that's the RGB, that's visible pictures. On the right hand side is NDVI. From this, we know some difference, but still we don't know what happened, right? But based on the technology and the software, we can generate a kind of zone. It's called a management zone. And this just give you an example here. And we just want to show you what happened on the edge and at the bottom. Like that, it's a little rectangular, what happened there. We just click that photo that we can see on the edge is the like driveways and the plastic mulch with another kind of a commodity. And at the bottom, we saw that little, little rectangular as some plants are missing. So that means some plant problem, or germination, or soil problem, but we need to figure out that. So That's why we can use this to help growers find out the problems. So the other example is like tomatoes, and also we generate the management zone with different colors. The green is green, is healthy plants. The yellow or other color is unhealthy. But red, like dead plants or the bare ground. And also we can generate the field report to help the growers in how many acres you have healthy plants, how many acres you have unhealthy plants, those kind of things. That's very helpful. And also we want to know what happened with that the edge with different colors. So we collect that, we can see, and like here on the left-hand side, the edge, that's the plastic, they use plastic mulch. And black on white, that's the on the left side, and the healthier than the white on black. So that's what we can understand. Of course, we can flip over from RGB to the others, right? Like here, near infrared, that like black and white, but can tell the same story. Of course, we can get NDVI or NDRE, that's red edge. So that's the same story we can tell, but from the different images. The other example I want to talk about is the okra field. This is about 40 acres and use two batteries and generate over 1,000 images. You can see after flight, those dots just cover the entire the field. From this, again, we can generate the management zone from here. Most plants are healthy because of the green area, that's the most area. But we still have some white and yellow, the red and the yellow spots. So we want to know what happened there. Same thing, just click there and just link to that photograph. We see some plants are missing. So this is another example. And the third example is the squash. We know for the flower capsaicin is a big problem for cocoa beet. And use the same technology, same method. We fly it from through the field. It's about over 20 acres. We see the RGB, we see some plants had problem, right? Some irregular shapes and some plants are missing there. And also give you NDVI and the same story. You can see they match each other very well. And also can generate 3D images, and to play with that, we have to have some software. I don't want to spend time on that, but you can just take a look from different angles. You can just play with that. That's the 3D features we can use. And of course, you can flip over, and we want to focus on a particular area to see what happened. Like here, we just click the photo dot, and to look at the particular area, we see some plants are missing there, right? Some plants died completely. And of course, you can flip over from RGB to the others, different layers. And also, you want to, this is the NDVI and the NDRE, but same spot, different images, but tell you the same story. That's important. And also, you want to look at you want to focus on the particular area and the particular problem. So you can enlarge that as much as you like. And from over 200 feet, you can see each individual tomatoes or the squash. That's no problem. That's high resolution for camera. So here is why we can see a lot of plants died from that disease. And the same thing from the other area, whenever the spot with problem, you can focus on, you can look, take a look, and that's give you the same story. And more importantly, we want to know what happened, why that particular area got that kind of disease. We know the weather or the water is a big issue for phytophthora. So we want to compare. We use the NDVI images. We want to implement the elevation. We want to look at that. That's the elevation image. You can see the color difference. The blue means the low area, and the red must be high altitude. So actually, in Miami-Dade County area, it's very, very flat. Only a few inches difference make the problem for the plants. You look at the legend there, it's just very, very little difference. So the water is a big issue for that kind of disease. And so that's the main problem. So that's what about. I want to give a few minutes for questions if you have. Thank you very much for your attention. Any questions? Yes, sir.
How much you spend on the drone?
Okay. How much spend on the drone? The drone itself for Phantom 4 professional at this moment about $1,500 for the drone. But the sensor, what I used, is over $4,000. But the battery is a big problem. And each battery is $170. And you have to have spare batteries. Because when you go to the field, and one battery only can run about 15 minutes because those two, the sensors is a little bit heavier, put a load on that. So I have four or five spare batteries with me. So
rechargeable,
yes. That's you charge the battery over the night and get ready to do to go. That's what it is. Yeah. And some others like software. That's a bigger. That's the big cost. At the moment, I use it's called a Centera Field Agent. That one is a little bit cheaper, only $250. The other one is I don't remember what's the other one. A drone deploy. That one is over $1,000. And some software, if you want to stage images, you have to pay for that. Based on acreage, you have to pay for that as well. So that's the big cost as well, because you have to pay that every year. And some software you pay every month. So that's what it is. Thank you. Yes, sir.
You showed overlaying elevation on top of some of those photos. Is there a way to take those photos and connect them to things like GIS layers so that you can look at soil characteristics underneath or things like that?
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can do that. You know, the drones now can use it for almost everything. A lot of guys use but depending on the sensor. And for soil characteristics, and people use that, even look at the different nutrients, and they have done that work before. That's no problem at all. It's you just use different sensors to detect special images. So that's no problem. And even in New Zealand, they use a drone to manage the cattle. You know, the cattle, they have 10,000 cattle in the field, and they just use the drone to manage that. So it's a particular use for drone. It's amazing. Any others? All right, thank you very much.